Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Sochil Dixon. I'd like to share how God taught me to always be ready to share His truth and love with others in love wherever we go. I sat on the pier during a vacation, reading my Bible and watching my husband fish. A young man approached us, suggesting we use different bait. He glanced at me as he fidgeted from one foot to another and said, "I've been in jail." He pointed to my Bible and sighed. "Do you think God really cares about people like me?" Opening to Matthew 25, I read aloud that Jesus talked about his followers visiting those in prison. "It says that about being in prison?" Tears brimmed his eyes when I shared how God considers kindness toward his children a personal act of love toward himself. I wish my parents would forgive me too. He lowered his head. "I'll be right back." He returned and handed me his tattered Bible. "Would you show me where to find those words?" I nodded. My husband and I hugged him as we prayed for him and his parents. We exchanged contact information and have continued praying for him. At one point or another, we'll feel unloved, unwelcomed, in need, and even physically or emotionally imprisoned. We'll need reminders of God's loving compassion and forgiveness. We'll also have opportunities to support others who struggle with these feelings. We can be a part of God's redeeming plan as we spread His truth and love wherever we go. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The King will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us, forgiving us, and giving us opportunities to share your truth as we love you by loving others. Help us to always be on the lookout for people we can encourage with the same words you have used to encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.